Vayter and Shas are in Daf Nundal, picking up on Nud Gimel Beis by the bottom of the page, four lines up. We'd mentioned in the Mishnah a concept of ones. So he said that about Yevim Tobim and Shogim Beim and Mezim Beim and Ones Beim Rotzon and all these different shiglach, it's going to work. Question is, what is called ones? What does that mean that a man has a relationship with his Yevama and is done by ones? Seemingly, ones means something against your will, forced to do. What exactly does that mean? We're going to see a few different attempts till we finally come out with one. Ile Mikishanu Su'a of the Kuchavim Bala. If you want to say that it's over the Chavim Goyim come along and they force him. And they go and they say, you better do it, we're going to kill you. Says that there's no such thing as onus l'erva. You know why? Because the fisha ain't kisho el das. A person can't get literally kasheh, hard, unless they have das, unless they actually are interested in doing such a thing. So the forcing of doing it wouldn't allow a person to go ahead and get a kishoy, which means the yibam, the tashas should never actually occur. Ella biyoshin. Most of you are talking about a case where the guy is sleeping. And what happens while he was sleeping, she says, and in such a case, they go out and they bring the Yavama and they put her on top of him. And in such a case, for Amar Yehuda, he says, nope, that can't work. You know why? Beep, turn the page, Nundalit. Because Yashin lo kone bivimto, someone who's sleeping cannot be kone. It says Rashi, the Yashin lav bar das, velo av a kinyan, kinyano kinyan. His kinyan is not a kinyan. Okay, so that didn't work. So we go a little further. Ella beniska. Maybe we're talking about a case where it went, Rashi brings up a great case. He has das for his wife and his diskasha for his wife. Enough of him in a gag and he falls off the roof. Beniska bivinto and he boom and he enters into his yavama. In such a case, maybe that's what it means. Vahama rabba. Nuvim and Agag, this guy says, no, hold on. In such a case like that, where he falls into her, Chai Barba Devar means Chai in four things. It'll be Yavimto Lokana, but he's not going to be Kona from his Yavama. What does that mean? It says Rashi, Benezek, Gemara above a comma, when you go and you damage someone, you chayv what? Benezek, tsar, ripoy, sheves, and boshes. Those are the five things. In this case, so we only chayv in four of them. Nezek, damaging, tsar, the pain, ripoy, healing, and v'sheves, and that is that which he has to sit out and lose out by not being able to go to work or doing something over there. He has to pay for these things, says the Rashi Vayter, Kida Amar Bechova, like it says, in Bechova and Bavakama, that Petza Tachas Petza, L'Rabbas HaShogei Kemizit, V'Ones Kiratzon, Avaba Boshes Lokim, first of all, you're not going to be Chayiv in Boshes, and that we're going to see later on in the Gemara. The reason is because you need Kavana to embarrass someone in order to be Chayiv in such a thing. Anyway, Chayiv in four things, but Yivama doesn't work, says Rashi, L'Lo Chayiv in L'Bia. You don't have Kavana for doing B'Yosef, for that can't be the case. Alakigon Shein is Chayiv in L'Ishto. A person has Kavana for his wife, and what if in Skashala, and he gets Kishoy from such a thing, was Kafaso Yivimto. And then his Yavama grabs him, Ubala, and then he has a relationship with her. And that's what it means, onus, so that it's going to work in such a circumstance. Says the Gemara, what about Shnei Manusim Debei Rabbi Chia Hechidami? At the end of Yassim, Brother Bryce said, he says, if both of them are onus, it's still going to work. How does that work over here? Obviously, nothing about both of them because the Yavama actually grabbed him. So, what does that mean? Kegon Shen Iskavin Ishto. We're talking about a case where a guy had Kavana to be with his wife. Uskafu of De Kochavim, Bedibkum Zabazet, and Goyim grabbed them and put them together, Ubala, and then he has a relationship with her. This time it's not her doing it, it's the Goyim that are grabbing them, and that's called Onus in both cases. Now, says the Gemara, Minani Mili. We say that these things do work. Beshogeg, bonus, beraze, all these things. How do we know? Where do we get that from? Minani Mili. The Tanar Abadam Lutana in a Braisa. So we're going to see a whole series of psukim here, and it's going to go, we're going to give an answer. They're going to say, wait a minute, it can't be used for that because we use it for something else. We're going to say, Inichinami, so we use it for this, and back and forth. Here we go. But it's going to be glad. It's going to be glad. Here we go. Turn around, Bono, and Yavama Yavola. The pasuk says Yavama Yavola. Then when he goes and does Yibam, he has a relationship. Mitzvah. So we learn from this that what? It is a mitzvah to do Yibam. Meaning to say, it is better to do that. It says Rashi, Klomer Babia Yosef Michalitza. We'd rather you do Bia than do Chalitza. If Reuven dies and his Rachel falls to Shimon, it's better for Shimon to do Yibam than do Chalitza. That's ideal. Davar Acher, another thing you can learn out from here when it says Yavama Yavola is that being Bishogig, being Bemezid, being Onis, being Muratzon, it's going to work. Period. Done. In fact, Gemara, what do you mean? You can't learn two things from the same thing. So we already use that to teach us the concept that it's better, it's ideal to do Yibam rather than do Chalitza. So how are we going to learn out? Shogig Mezid Onis Ratzon. Is Gemara? No. Lemitza is from something else. Ve'im lo yachbot za'ish nafka. Pasuk says, Ve'im lo nafka, if he doesn't want it, if you don't want to go and do Yibam, so then you're going to go do Chalitza. Oh, what does that tell you? Ha'chafeitz yabim, if you do want to do Yibam, Ve'chiasa kra, when the Pasuk comes and says, Yavama Yavola, that's how you've been. So when it tells us v'im lo yachmas ish means obviously the ideal is to do yibam, and then we're learning yivam yovelas, telling the concept of those four things. Tanida, we have another braisa which is going to use the word yavama yavola for something else. Yavama yavola comes to tell you kedarka. That means that what you should. That means that if you do it kedarka, it's going to work. Ugulakacha shalokadarka, and then take care means shalokadarka. That's also going to work. V'yibeim, and when a person says v'yibeim is bia gomeris ba v'in kesef v'shtar gomer ba. Only way to enact yibam is to bia, but not kesef and shtar. V'yibma, and when it says v'yibma, not v'yibma, v'yibma, right? So this is v'yibeim would tell you the concept of bia, and v'yibma with the extra hay at the end is bal karcha comes telling even against her will that it's going to work. Now hold the door. Dover Acher, we know we said a moment ago, Yavama Yavola means Bim Shogun Bim Onus Bim Rotzen Bim Mezid. Is that right? Did I get all four of those right? Bim Shogun Bim Onus Bim, I'm sorry, Bim Onus Bim Rotzen. I went into Kriyas Shema Lamita. So Yavama Yavola, but Bim Shogun, you teach us Vaha Fikdele Kedarka. I thought we used Yavama Yavola to tell us that Kedarka is going to work. So you can't be using Bim Shogun Bim Mezid, etc. So in the Chinami, Ahu Milahakim Laachiv Shem Nafka. The concept of Bim Onis Bim Shogig, that's learned from Yavamo Yavola, and the Kedarka is learned from something else. Lahakim Laachiv Shame. Why? Because Bamakim should make him shame. Kedarka is when you're going to do it, when you do it properly, and then you're going to be able to have a child who's going to uphold your brother's name. V'chias Akra, when the Pesach comes to tell you, Yavamo Yavola, that's Bim Shogig, Bim Mesa, Bim Onis Bim Ratzon. Gufa, let's take it back. Amar Yehuda. Yashin lo kona b'yivimto. A person who is sleeping will not be kone his yavama. So don't tell me that that's what ones means. The Amar Kroz, the Pasuk says, yavamo yavo aleh, which means what? Ad b'chavin la b'shem bia. You have to have kavana l'shem bia. Even if it's not for her, but it has to be the mindset for bia. In fact, the Marva Tanya bin Ar bin Yashin, whether you're asleep or you're awake, still it's going to work. Eman bein eira bein yishena. No, it means whether she's awake or she's asleep. You obviously have to be awake. I have a tiny one to the bright side. Bein er, bein yoshin, bein er who, bein yoshin who, whether he is awake or he is asleep. Bein ara he, bein yishana he, whether she is awake or she is yishena he, whether she's asleep. So obviously then it seems to be that it's going to work even if he's asleep. So it's going on. What are we talking about? We're talking about a case when he's dozing. We've seen this a few different times in Shas so far. Hey, what does it mean? We saw in Pesachim. We saw in Tainus. We saw in Megillah. We saw in Chayiyah. Only one left is in Nida. Hey, we're talking about a case where a guy who is sleeping, but he's not asleep. He's awake, but he's not awake. He's going to call your liver, honey, you call his name, and he answers you, but he's not awake enough. Hello, Yadala, Duri Savar. He's not about to go and give a Savar. But when you remind him of it, oh, he goes, oh, yeah, he remembers. So in such a case, that would work, but not if you're full on asleep. Gufa, let's break it down again. I'm a rabbi, not full man of God. This guy, if he falls off the roof and falls into her, then Chai, Barbara, Devar, Mishai, and four things will be him to Lokata. He's going to be called as Yivama. Benezik, Betsar, Beshebus, Ripoy. Avaboshes, Lomachai. He's not Chai. Why? You're not chayiv boshes. The idea of a person gets by being embarrassed of such a circumstance, you don't have to pay the value of the embarrassment unless it was done. And here it wasn't. Let's say the person decided he's going to go and push himself up against the wall. Rashi says, Lav l'shem bia mechavin. He's just like scratching himself or doing whatever he's doing there, but he's not having bia with the wall, right? V'yitech b'yivimto. But when he goes to do that, he ends up, his wife is there, Zivama's there, and he does it in Zivama. Lo kana doesn't work. Latiach b'behema, but if he doesn't have in mind to go push up against some animal, in other words, he's having in mind there, he's going to get a little jiggy with it, which is not okay, but he has a mind, v'yitech b'yivama, and ends up being the Yavama. Then kana, he is kona. Why? The ha, in such a circumstance, he had a mind to do bia with someone, or at least with something, with an animal or something, so therefore it works. Back in the Mishnah, it says, one of the things you said was that if a person does this ha'ara, which is just the beginning part of bia, doesn't finish it off, it still works. Amar ula, minayin la'ara min ha'Torah. How do we know ha'ara min ha'Torah? Where do we find that there's such a thing which actually works? Once again, we're going to go through a series of different psukim to try to figure this out. Here we go. Number one, we're going to try. It's not going to be able to work. We're not going to find an answer until we finally then are going to, not from one pasuk, we're going to have to use more than one pasuk back and forth. Here we go. Minayin la'ar min ha'Torah shenemar the pasuk says, v'ish esher yishkaf es isha dava, v'gila es ervasa es mikora Ha'ora. Again, a little blemish strikes again. Parshas Acharei Mos for those in Chutz La'aretz. This is your parsha, my friends. And a man who goes and he lies with a woman while she's in Dava. Dava means while she's a Nida, and he uncovered her nakedness. As Mikora Ha'ora. So we see over here that there's a concept of Ha'ora, Mikan La'ora, Minatora. We see an idea of Ha'ora, which is the first part of Bia, which is found in the Torah. Says Gemara, okay, we're trying to figure out how you know Ha'ora works with all Arai, with all women in the veldt, that's going to enact some sort of something happened over there. Ashkan Nida. So we see over here, fine, you found me Arai, you brought me a proof from Nida. But Sharash Menayan, how do we know other Arai that that's also going to be the case, that the idea of Ha'ara is going to impact something that's meaningful? Chitim and Nida, if we need them, you want to say, what do you mean? What's the problem? Let's just learn it out from Nida. Like, why can't we just learn it from there? Malanida, no, because Malanida Shekin Mitama is Baala. Nida is a strong thing which we can't necessarily learn out to all different arayas which aren't necessary nidas. Why? Because it's going to be Mitame, the person who has a relationship with her. It says Rashi, Elios Kemosa Tame Zayin. Dichsev Atini Dasa Allah, Vitame Shivas Yamim. So a person's relationship with a Nida, he becomes, in essence, a Nida also. Therefore, at least he has the dinam of that. But a normal person wouldn't have that if you have with a regular woman, but you would. Would Ha'ara also work over there? Ella Asya me Eishes Ach. Let's learn it out from someone else, from a brother's wife. Tichsev, I can't be with my brother's wife. The pasuk says Veisha Shayikach is Eishes Achiv Nidahi. A person who takes his brother's wife, she is a Nida. Veisha Achiv LaOlam Nidahi. What is your brother's wife always a Nida? Ella Kin Nida. What that means is it's like what? Ain't a pasuk ever stops bleeding. That's a kin. Says Rashi, Kin Nida. No, it's like a Nida. My Nida Ba'ara, just like a Nida Ha'ara, it actually is considered something. Afeishas Ach Ba'ara. So too, Eishas Ach, your wife, your brother's wife, is also Ba'ara as well. And now we can learn out to all other arayas also, this concept of ha'ara affects them. It says Gemara, maybe not, maybe we can't learn from this to everyone, because Mala Ishasach, she can be other lirabos, he can go ahead and increase the iser multifold. Says Rashi, she can be other shel adam lirabos nashim harbeal achiv b'iser Ishasach. Reuven can go and marry a number of different women to go and create that's now an iser of Ishasach. The boy mekadesh va'azil ki alpha, he can go ahead and he can marry 1,000 women. In other words, only to type of people that are going to be ushered to this guy, let's say Shimon, through marriage, that's where we're going to learn out the din, right? Because that's what the case is over here when it's his brother's wife. What about when it's not through marriage? What about if it's something which is, you're ushered to this woman, Arias, just because of the fact that your relatives, your blood relatives, for example, your mother, your sister, your daughter, type of case like that, then we wouldn't learn out Ha'ara. So we can't learn out to everything over here. Only, we would only learn from there things that are done through marriage. Okay, so Ela Asim Echos Av Echos Aim. Why don't we learn it out from your father's sister and your mother's sister? So far, we found a number of different answers, but these answers weren't really helping for everybody, right? We found it by Nida, so that's only by the case of Nida, because it asks other people. We found it by Echos Isha, Eishes Ach, but that's only by, again, coming in not through a relative, but through something only came through marriage. So Ela Asim, Echos Av, Echos Aim, let's learn it out from your aunt, that's your father's sister and your mother's sister. The pasuk says, the Ervas Achos Imcha, the Erva of your mother's sister, v'achos avicha, and your father's sister, lo sigale. You can't go ahead and reveal ki she'ero ha'ora, because that is your relative that you are going and uncovering. That you're not allowed to do. We see the word over there, ha'ara, and the ha'ara, and the ha'ara is also this concept of the beginning of Bia. So we see the beginning of Bia also goes ahead, and it actually does something over here, even if it's blood relatives. Let's learn out to all the different arayas. Says Gemara, no, you can't make a raya, because ikal mifrach, we can say there's something specific to it. The mala chos avav chos aim, shekein isra haba me'elav. It's an automatic iser, comes on its own. There's nothing to do for that to happen. It says Rashi, shekein isra haba me'elav, a pashat mina, and we can learn from there that imo me'elav, achoso me'elav, is that going to tell you things that are going to be aser machmas kiddushin? So from here, you'd only learn out that ha'ara would actually impact something and really be something when it comes to blood relatives, but not when it comes through kiddushin. So the Gemara says, all right, great. Okay, we got it. So Nida doesn't work. Eish Zach doesn't work. Achos, Aviv, Achos Ishta doesn't work. And Imo to go and teach everybody. So let's break it down in these both. Mechadala, see what I have to learn it from one of them. But Tesi Chadamitati, let's learn one from both. Let's learn it out. Let's use each one in order to go and learn it to everybody. Mehei Tesi. Now, which one of them would you like to learn it out from? Right? Because we had three different matzavim here. We had Nida, we had the wife of the brother, and we had the aunt from the father or from the sister. So, hey, Tesi, which one? Tesi, Eishesach, V'achosah, V'achoseim. If you want to learn it out from, let's use the Eishesach on one of them, and Achosah, V'achoseim, the other one, let's use those to learn it out to everywhere. Because the problem with Nida is that it's Metame somebody, right? So, but these ones doesn't happen like that. The answer is you can't learn out. You know why? Because Mala Hanoch, she can't assume Mishum She'er. Those cases are relative cases and not things that are coming through marriage. So, well, it's one of two things. You're related to the person, either a blood relative, a father, a mother, etc., let's say an aunt, etc., or a relative through marriage now, and that's why I'm going to be usher to this person. Then we're going to go say that Hara would actually impact something. It would be usher, the beginning of Tashmish. What about if it wouldn't be related to this person in any way, shape, or form? Let's say it's some other guy's wife, and a person would do ha'ara with this other guy's wife. What would be in such a case there? There we wouldn't be able to learn out from here to teach us that principle. So Ela Tesi Minida V'Achosah V'Achoseim. Let's use Nida and Achosah V'Achoseim. How we use those two to go and teach us the principle? So, and then we can learn out to everyone that ha'ara is going to impact. As we know, Ma'ala Anach Shekin Isra Abamei Love. In such a case, that is an Isra, which is automatic Isra. We wouldn't be able to go and learn this out too. Things that when you came through kiddushin, right? This is automatic iser. Ela teisa minida veishesach. What am I learning from Nida? That's one case. And eishesach is the brother's wife. Demai parachto. What exactly? How are you going to knock this one out? The issue of Nida that is she's metami someone that's taken care of when it comes to eishesach, because that's not an iser of Nida where it's going to be tam her. And the iser and the problem of saying, well, we're related to her, maybe that's why that's not true in the case of a Nida, in which case we can learn it from here to all of the rayos that ha'ara does impact something, and now it's going to be a problem. It says Gemara Maskef la Ravachaber Ravika, Mali Nida veishesach shekin ein lehem heter b'chay osrin. There's a way of showing that you can't learn out from them. What's the chumra of them? Therefore, you can't learn it out to everything else. Is that Nida and eishesach? And now holds off other people from having any relationship with them while they're still alive or while it's still in place. Says Rashi, "B'chay osrun," means "kol zman she'adam chay v'isho fas," as long as she's bleeding. V'chein eishes ach, if he's alive but she's still bleeding, it's going to be aser. V'chein eishes ach ein heter b'chay achiv. There's no heter for Shimon to be with Reuven's wife. Afilu megarsha asur laza, even if he divorces aser until he dies. But eishes ish. Yeshla heter b'chayav. There is a heter during his lifetime. Means how they get. Once he goes again, it's going to be mutters. Therefore, you can't learn it to anyone else. So you're going to tomer b'eishes ish. Shekin yeshla heter b'chayosa. There is a heter b'chayosa. So you can't learn it out. Says Gemara. Okay. Amar lei Rav Acha midifte l'Ravina. He's now going to come against that attack, right? So we had a nice little answer over here, and we said, let's learn it out from Nida and Eishesach. And then he came in, Rav Acha b'Rei Ravika, came in and said, no, you can't learn out from that, because Nida and Eishesach, and lem heta b'chaye osrin. So he comes against his Lashon over there, and he says to him, hold on a second. Atu Nida v'Eishesach b'chaye osrin, hu de'ein lahem heter, aval la'acha mikan yesh lem heter. Wrong trup, sorry. You're telling me, Nida and Eishesach, B'chaye Osran Hu De'in Lam Heter, Aval Acher Mikan Yesh Lam Heter? You tell me there's going to be a Heter after the fact. Because his attack was, right, the moment earlier, Ravika, I don't pronounce his name, Rav Acher Beid Ravika, his Oshtika was saying, Anida and Eishesach are not Mutter during the time that the Isser, the thing is there. So what's the implication? What's the Mashmos? That after this is no longer there. In other words, if she stops bleeding or the brother dies, then it's going to be mutter. Rav Acha now comes against that. Rav Acha, Rabbi Difti says, that's not true. Nida, when you're talking about Nida, beep, turn the page. Non daladam abeis. Biyome talya milsa. It depends on days. Even if she bled for one day and then it stopped, she still had to count zayin nikiyim and then go to the mikvah. So that's not dependent on the blood itself. And eishesach bibanim talya rechmana. When it came to the brother's wife, that depends on having, on whether they have children or not. Says Rashi, imish labanim afilu meis achiv. If she has children, even if the brother dies, you're not allowed to go and be with her. So he's not knocking off the knockoff. He's just knocking off the lush on the way that he spoke. Alapar Chachi, this is what you should ask. Malini Debeshus Ach Shekin Ein Osran Matiran. Tomer Beishas Esha Osra Matira. The thing that asers the Nida, the thing that asers the Eishas Ach, it's not that thing that's going to matter them now. It's not like the blood of the blood stops, now it's mutter, and if the guy dies, now it's going to be mutter. Rather, it's whether they counted the seven Nikiyim and whether they had children or didn't have children. So you're going to say with Eishas Ish, which taka, the thing that is asering her, Shaosra Matira, that's the thing that's going to matter her. In other words, if the husband dies or divorces her, so then it's going to be mutter right away. So therefore, you can't learn that one to the next. So we're still stuck with not having a makor of where we learn this ha'arish to go from to everything. Ella, Amar Rabbi Yonah, come to Rabbi Yonah Viteima. Well, this is a throwback. If you guys remember in Daf Ches, we had Rabbi Yonah also. Viteima Rav Huna Beidu Rabbi Yoshua is what it is. Amar Kras, this is the pasuk. Ki kol asher, yasem, ki kol atoyu v'se'elu, ha'ele, v'nichesu ha'nefashu sa'osos. This is talking about after all the arayas that we say in Parshas Acharei Moshe, then ends off, and someone who does any of these abominations, these to'evos from any of these people, and included in that is all also, the idea of Nida, it's going to be bad news, Kares. Huksha kol arayas kulan l'nida. They make a hekesh of all the arayas to Nida. Ma Nida ba'ara afkol ba'ara. Just like Nida is going to be ha'ara effects in Israel already, so to all of them, ha'ara does something. Now, when we're trying to figure out the source of this, which we just came up with now, based on the hekesh of Rabbi Yonah, in the meantime, we were trying to figure out, we said that it has the word Nida mentioned by a brother's wife. And we were learning out the brother's wife, just like that, is going to be a problem. Just like it's a problem of Nida, the case of Nida is going to be, we see the word Har over there. So too, we learned by brother's wife is also going to be, she's called Nida. But now we don't need that anymore because we learn out from the text of Eniona to everything. So why, Taka, does it call the brother's wife a Nida? Says the Gemara, Licha de Rav Huna. This is for Rav Huna. Da'am Rav Huna, Remez Liyavamim in the Torah, Minayin. Where is there a Remez for Yibam in the Torah? In fact, the Gemara, Minayin, what are you talking about? Haksif, Yavamo, Yavo, Aleh. Yavama Yavola is a pasuk mefurish. What do you mean a remez? Ella remez li yavama shasura bechaye baila minayin. Reuven is married to Rachel, and now Shimon is also because it's Eishasach. But what happens when Reuven goes and divorces her? What can he marry or not? How do we know that the Yavama, she's called the Yavama there, that she's also b'chaye baila, she's also while her husband is still alive, even after they go out and they got divorced? As Gemara, hi, Svarahi. It's a svar, it's logical. You know why? Because Mida Amar Achmanullah Achamisas Baila Sharia, from the fact that it says that after the Reuven ends up dying and now Rachel is mutter to do Yibam with him, Michal de Bechai Baila Asura, and while he's still alive, it's going to be Asur to him even though they got divorced. As Gemara, Vidomala Achamisas Baila, Mitzah, maybe all it means is that after he dies, the Mitzah to do it, but Bechai Baila Rishos, while she's still alive, it's still going to be mutter to do such a thing. How do you know that's not true? Is a remez? Inami. Maybe what it's saying is that la'achar misas baila in, after the guy dies and in, it's mutter to go and marry her, but b'chai baila lo, while he's alive, you're not allowed to. However, v'lav haba mechlal asay asay, which says Rashi is not kares, aval kares leka, there's no kares in such a matzav. How do you know when Reuven and Rachel get divorced that Rachel still remains kares to Shimon? Our cross, as we're learning a pasuk, v'ish asher yikach his eishes achiv nidahi. Now we're again answering why it has the word nida over there. Tell you what, v'chi eishes achiv nidahi. What is she always going to be a nida when she never stops bleeding? Ella kinida, rather she's like a nida. Ma nida afapi sheyesh la heter lachemikan. Even though she's a heter after, in other words, she goes to the mikvah, she waits 7 days. B'shasi sura b'karis bav. What's times of usher? When it's usher, it's going to be karis. Af eishes achnami afapi sheyesh la heter lachemikan. Even though there's a heter after the fact, meaning when the husband ends up dying, but b'chayi b'yelam karis, while he's still alive, it's still going to be considered karis, even if they've been divorced. So we learn that from the word nida. That's why we have the word nida by the sister-in-law, by your brother's wife. Okay, so now we answered up why you had that word nida over there. Now we have to ask another question, though. Again, Rabbeinu Yonah is the one we learned from is hekesh that's teaching us the concept of ha'ara and applies by El Arias. Now we have to know, El ha'ara, ha'ara, d'chsiva gabe, achos av, achos aim, lomeli, why do I have to write it by your aunt, from your father, from your mother? What's the purpose of writing it over there? It's Gemara, l'chdeba mine ravina me rava, ha'ma'ara b'schus, b'zachor mahu. We need that in order to give us an answer to that which Ravina asked from Rava of a person who's Ma'ar B'Zachar, someone who does the beginning steps with a man, what is the din? Frank the Gemara B'Zachar, you ask a question of what happens when a person is involved in Mishkav Zachar, does Ha'ara do something? What do you mean by Mishkav Isha Ksiva? The whole pasuk is, it says, V'ez Zachar lo Sishkav Mishkav Isha To'evahi. So we see the word Mishkav Isha is put over there, and Rashi points out, V'kev in the B'Isha have a Ha'ara Mishkav, Memele Itzra B'Zachar. By a man, it tells by sleeping with a woman. And with a woman, we know Ha'ara does work except for a man also. So what was your question? The question is about an animal. Rash says, Shalom, Gomar, Biyasa, didn't finish it off. Just as Mahara. What's it in over there? Amalei says, since you don't need anymore the word Ha'ara to be by a Chosav, Chosayim, because we learn it from the Hekish of Rabbeinu Yonah, and they're included in it. So therefore, Da'asi Bekesh of Rabbeinu Yonah, Tanei Inyal Ha'ara is the Behema. We borrow that and we use it. We've seen this in many times so far. You don't need it over here, so we use it. It's kind of like we store it away to use it in another circumstance, and this is one of those cases. Let's put it away. This teaches by the Ha'ara of Behema also that that's going to be an Isser. But hold on 1 second. Would we really borrow from ants and use that to an animal? Our aunties? Let's see. Behema, chayv, mises, bezin. A behema person sleeps with a behema, he gets a mises, bezin. My time, because ksiv, laha'ara, dida, gabe, chayv, krisis. That wasn't accurate what I said at all. My time, ksiv, laha'ara, dida, gabe, chayv, krisis. We know when it comes to the cases that we deal with in Achrimos with all the arise over there, that's Chayve Krisis. So why would you bring the Ha'ara principle from Chayve Krisis to learn to the animal of something's going to be Chayve Mises Bezin, Lichtav Gavi Mises Bezin? Find another case, write in Mises Bezin, Vinayoth Mises Bezin, and Mises Bezin. Rashi says, for example, could go and be emo, someone with his mother, v'chamoso, his mother-in-law, v'lemanami, me'inu inyin lehu, then the asya be'akesh rabbeinu, t'nei inyin lebe'ema. But why are you learning out from a case which is going to be something which is chayef kares? This is Gemara, answers Gemara, emfer de Gemara, aydi de kule kra lidrasha asi, ksiv be'nami ha'milsa lidrasha. This entire pasuk is pretty much extra to darshan from. So therefore, we're learning drasha from here also. We're learning this drasha also teach you Ha'ara by Behema. Says Rashi, the d'chsiv b'chos av, b'chos aim, b'parshas kedoshim tiyu, l'drasha, drasha asak, the tanya l'kaman, k'siv b'inami ha'ara, b'lo tzarech l'drasha de Behema. Because we know that we have a pasuk that says, in Vayikra, right, we say, it says, v'ervas achos imcha, v'achos avicha, lo segale, ki yesh'era ha'ara, avonam yisau. But we know that there are two other psukim that come up earlier of Ervas Achos Avicha Lo Segala Shara Vichai and Ervas Achos Imcha, your father's sister and your mother's sister, Lo Segala Shara Vichai. So what do I need this pasuk of Ervas Achos Imcha V'Achos Avicha Lo Segala Kishara Vichai? Why do I need it all together? It says the entire thing is for a drasha. Therefore, throw it into the old drasha. Now, my drasha, what exactly is the drasha? What are we talking about? The Tanya we learned in Abraisa, Ervas Achos Avicha Lo Segala Bein Minav, Bein Minaim. Your aunt, from meaning your father's sister, is going to be usher to you. Bein Minav, whether it's his half sister that they share a father, or Bein Minaim, where they share a mother. Now, Atom Bein Minav Bein Minaim, Oino Ela Minav Velo Minaim. Maybe it's only your aunt if it's your father's sister that they share a father, but not they share a mother. Vidinhu. We're going to show logically that it means both of them Minav Minaim. Chiyav Khan, it's Mechayev you over here, someone who's with his father's sister. Ve'chiyev Bechoso, and it also is an Isser, it's Mechayev someone for having a relationship with his own sister. Ma'achoso bin Minav bin Minayim, just like your own sister, having a relationship with her is going to be Usser, whether it's from your father or from your mother, meaning it's a half sister from either one. Rashi says, Dechsev, Basavicho, Basimecha, says Rashi. So Afkan bin Minav bin Minayim, so to over here, whether it's from the father or it's from the mother. In fact, they're more the opposite. Oklachid Derzu, maybe she's on the opposite. Chiyev Khan asks you over here to be with one, your father's sister. Ve'chiyev bin Do so, and it also asks you for being with your father's brother's wife, otherwise known as your uncle's wife. Mado daso mina av lo mina aim, just like it means your father's brother's wife is only from the father and not from the mother, which we're going to show how that's true momentarily. As Rashi points out, if it would be my father's brother's wife, but my father's brother from a mother, they share the same mother but a different father, so then I would be allowed to be with his wife if he gets divorced or dies, but not if it's my father's brother's wife from my father. So maybe we should learn it this way. And therefore, it should be that if it's my aunt, meaning my father's sister, but from the same mother, then it shouldn't be a problem. We're stuck. Which way do we go? I could either compare it to my sister, which is us to me, it's whether from my father or from my mother. Or I could compare it to my uncle's wife, which is only from the mother. In which case, which way do I go now? Nira lemidama. Let's take a look and see which one you can. It's more similar. Dunin isra haba me'ilav, mi isra haba me'ilav. Let's learn out an isra that comes automatically, and learn it out to something. To learn it from something which comes automatically. V'altochiach dodaso shein isra haba me'ilav. And let's not learn it out from dodaso, from your father's brother's wife, which doesn't come automatically, but rather it came through marriage. In which case, we would say that whether it's from the father or from the mother, if it's my aunt, from my father or from my mother, oklak derzu, maybe she's on the other. Dan and, what's another way we compare it, is dan and krove ha'av be krove ha'av. Sorry, no, the first one's going to tell us that it's going to be whether it's from the father or from the mother, which is your sister, which is not coming through marriage. Oklak derzu, dan and krove ha'av be krove ha'av, v'atachich ha'choso shekrove atzmo. Go from father's relative to father's relative, and we know that the father's brother's wife through the mother is going to be fine to you. Therefore, let's go for the father's sister. Only through the father's going to be a problem, but a mother will be fine. And don't learn that from your sister, which is a krovi atzma, with your own relative, which would then tell us that it would even be from the mother. So according to that one, we should say you're allowed to marry your aunt if it's your father's sister from the same mother. Tamid lomar. Now that we're stuck, it's kind of a stalemate. Tamid lomar. Erva sachos avicha lo sigale. Therefore, the Torah comes and says straight out that erva sachos avicha, the erva of your father's sister, do not uncover, bein mina'av, bein mina'im, whether it's from the father or from the mother. And erva sachos imcha lo sigala, bein mina'av, bein mina'im, whether from the father or mother. And that is the drasha here. Lamali lemichtav ba'achos av, lamali lemichtav ba'achos aim. Now the Gemara just goes on to ask, so why do I have to read it by both of them? Lamali lemichtav ba'achos av, when it comes to the, why do I have to teach that this applies even to a maternal sister, both by a father's sister and by a mother's sister? Just tell me, the father, that I'm not allowed to marry my father's sister, whether it's from the father or the mother, and I'll know my mother's one as well, or vice versa. Says Gemara, no, you wouldn't have. Amar Avo, Tzrichi, you need to teach me both. Because Rechana Bechosav, it would have just taught you, you're not allowed to marry your aunt, meaning your father's sister, whether it's from the father or from the mother. Shekein Yishla Chayas. There's yichus over here. It says Rashi, the mishpachas av yishlachay is the mishpachas av kuya mishpacha. T'ksiv v'yisoldu al mishpachosam lebeis avosam. So therefore, we think of al achos aim alo. We'd say it doesn't apply to achos aim because there's no yichus going on over there, and therefore you wouldn't say that it would be a problem to marry your mother's sister from a mother, only from a father. V'i, because of Rachmana, never written by Bechos Eim, only by the mother. Then I would have said, Shekin Vadois, Avalachosav Eim Alo. The reason why you're not allowed to marry the mother's sister from either the father or the mother is because it's Vadai that you're related to her, because your mother is for sure your mother. Avalachosav Eim Alo. But your father's sister, Rashi says, Achos Eim Vadai Krova So, Avalachosav Shemach. Chas v'shalom ein ze'aviv. I think it's that. Maybe Chalila, this is not your father. You don't know for sure it's your father, and therefore you wouldn't know to learn out that it would be your father's sister from the mother. Therefore, it's tzricha, you have to write it by both. Now we go back to, we said that we were trying to make comparisons, and one of the things we said is that your father's brother's wife is only us to you if it's from your father's brother, is from the same father, but not from the same mother. V'dodaso, the pshita le'letana, the mina av, alo mina aim. Minole, where does he know that from? Amar Rava, Rava says, Asya Dodo Dodo, we make a gzera shava of Dodo Dodo, meaning his uncle's father's brother and father's brother. Ksiv, Hachat says over here, by the case of being with your father's brother's wife, Ervas Dodo Gila, Uksiv Hasam, and it says over there, in a case where somebody sells himself, a yid sells himself to a guy to be an eved, It says over there, O Dodo, O Ben Dodo Yigalenu, that either his father's brother or the son of his father's brother should redeem him. Just like over there, it's talking about a father's brother from the mother, from the father and not from the mother. How do you know over there it's talking about redeeming if it's only your father's brother from the father and not a mother? Amar Kra. Mimishpachto yigalenu, because it says from his family you should redeem him. Mishpachas avkru yimishpacha, because they have the yichos. Mishpachas aim eina kuya mishpacha. Period. Wah wah wee wah. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.